vesicular stomatitis virus, or VSV, is a viral disease that produces blisters in the mouth, on the coronary bands of hoofed livestock. In horses, it can also produce crusty lesions in the ears and blisters on the prepuce and the teeth. Those blisters then rupture or can rupture, leaving flaps of skin. And the affected animals are sick and feel bad, don't want to eat, all those kinds of things. The big problem with vesicular stomatitis is that in cattle and swine, it's indistinguishable from some other important foreign animal diseases. And when we see vesicular stomatitis in horses, which is actually horses are the species that which this virus is most commonly seen, we know that it's not foot and mouth disease or swine vesicular disease or any of those things. So the presence of these lesions in horses is suggestive that it's vesicular stomatitis. Those are the clinical signs in terms of what we need to do. It's transmitted primarily by biting flies, horse flies, deer flies, stable flies, sand flies, black flies, little midges. When we have wet weather and it warms up, we get more of these biting flies. Then we have more trouble with transmission of these viral diseases that are carried by insect vectors. And so what people need to do in terms of prevention to eliminate the insect breeding habitat, if you've got standing water around, take care of that, drain that. Bale rings with damp hay, you get a lot of horsefly and deerfly breeding there. Getting any decomposing hay into a real compost pile where it heats. And then finally, close contact among affected animals or between affected and susceptible animals can also transmit the disease. So in terms of what we've done from a regulatory standpoint, any hoofed livestock coming from those affected counties need a health certificate within 72 hours of just to provide some extra assurance that we don't have infected animals coming into the state. Any of those kinds of lesions in the mouth, on the coronary bands, on the prepuce or the teats, we need a foreign animal disease diagnostician to come out, have a look. That's someone who's trained to recognize all these various diseases, to collect the proper specimens and know all the procedures for submitting those specimens so we can get those specimens to the National Veterinary Services Laboratory where we can get a diagnosis and determine what our animal health response needs to be.